And good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Krohn. We are on Sadik Zayin Amid Aleph on the very top line. So we've been talking about assorted things about how the wife can go to court to, or sell property that's belonging to the husband and claim it and reclaim it. So now we're going to continue to talk about the wife selling the husband's property for her purposes. So just to remind ourselves, there's really two elements to keep in mind that the wife is entitled to, or the widow is entitled to, or the divorcee is entitled to, potentially. So the widow is entitled to mizonos, which is her sustenance, like her day-to-day expenses, and she's also entitled to a ksuba, and someone who's divorced is only entitled to a ksuba. So we're talking about here a widow. So what does the widow do to enable herself to provide herself with her mizonos, with her sustenance? So Kate said Mochera, so how does she sell his property? Amarabi Daniel, Barav Katina, Amrav Huna. So Mocheras Achaz Ashnemas Archodesh. She sells once a year. Lokeach Mefarnes Achaz L'Shloshim Yom. And the purchaser gives her that money once every 30 days. So what are we really talking about here? So she might get married in a month or two or three or four or five. We don't know when she's going to get married. But at the same time, it would be inefficient for her to sell like the minimum amount. To sell enough for a month means that she'd have to sell, you know, the tiniest bit of property as opposed to selling a larger amount. To have that money available, you'd want to enable her to sell a larger amount. But at the same time, you don't want to give her any money that she's not going to be entitled to. So this first opinion is that she sells enough to provide herself with sustenance for a year, but she's only able to get 1 month's worth at a time.
So it's an escrow.
Exactly an escrow. So she sells a year's worth sits in escrow, and she gets it a month at a time. Rabbi Yehuda says, Melcheres Shisha Chadashim, you don't have to sell a whole year, sell 6 months at a time. V'lokeach b'farnes achas l'shloshim yom, and she gets from the escrow once every 30 days. So now we're going to have a braisa that supports each of these. Tanik devas kivasei drav huna. Mocheres shnei mesar chodesh. V'lokeh mechvarnas achaz ha-shloshim yom. So that exactly says the first opinion. And Tanik devasei drav Yehuda. You know, Rabbi Yehuda's braisa said, Mocheres shisha chodeshim. She sells 6 months worth at a time. V'lokeh mechvarnas achaz ha-shloshim yom. And again, she also gets 30 days at a time from escrow. So what do we do? So Amar HaMeimar. HaMeimar says, Hilchas Adalacha is Mocheres L'Shisha Chadash. In the second opinion, she sells 6 months worth at a time. V'lokeach Mefarnes Achaz L'Shloshim Yom. But you get out, and she still gets once every 30 days. So Amrle Rav Ashi L'Meimar, so he asks, Drav Hunamai, what about the other opinion? What about the opinion of 12 months? Why are you going with the opinion of 6 months? Amrle L'Shamale, I didn't hear it, which I guess is another way of saying, Kolomar lo sviral. I mean, it's another way of saying I don't agree with what he says. So therefore, his view is that the final halacha is that she's able to sell 6 months worth of property at a time to get her mizonos for 1 month at a time. So again, like Michael said, 6 months worth gets sold, it gets put into escrow, and she's able to get 1 month at a time. So now we're going to talk about collecting the ksuba. Right, we talked about up to mizonos till now. So Barminei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was asked. Mocheres lemizonos. Let's say she goes ahead and sells property from the estate to pay for her mizonos. Ma'o shetachsa v'tishav l'ksuba. Is she allowed to go now? So she sold the property, right? Is she allowed to go recollect the property from the person she sold it to for purposes of collecting her ksuba? So remember, for her ksuba, she has a lien on the property. But she sold this property, right? So she sold it for her mizonos. Is she able now to go back to the same guy that she just sold it to and says, you know what, I'm taking it back from you for purposes of ksuba? So, kamavayelek Rav Yosef. So we're talking about this, what Rav Yosef says to Am Rav Yosef. Armalta dezabin, a widow who sold her husband's estate property, right, regardless of whether it was to get her ksuba or to get mizonos. Achrayas ayasme. So the guarantee on what she sold goes back to the Yisomim. So in other words, if she collects from property that was already sold, already belonged to someone else, the Yisomim, the orphans, are responsible to make whole the person that she collected the property from. And similarly, if the court had to go ahead and sell the husband's property, again, the orphans are on the hook, right? So this property was sold, and it was in someone else's hands. It was reclaimed by either the woman herself or by the court. So the responsibility to pay back the people who bought the property goes to the orphans. So what do we do in this case if it's she herself, right? So what did she do? She sold the land herself to collect her mizonos, and now she wants to claw it back to get her ksuba. Do you say, kevan d'achrayis ayasme, since the ultimate responsibility goes to the yisomim, tarfa, she can do whatever she wants. She can sell it, get money from mizonos, and then take it back again, right, to collect her ksuba. Odilma matzi amrile, maybe the person that she sold it to will say to her, niyo d'achrayis d'alma lo kabul elech. I get it that when you yourself are just a disinterested party, it's not your problem about taking back land that you might need that was sold to me, but achrayis d'nafshek mikabel l'kabal. But when you yourself sold this property to me, didn't you essentially waive your ability to not collect it back yourself again, right? Like this seems to be an inappropriate thing to do. So Armalei would say to him, Tinisa, we could learn this from a different Bereisa. So what does it say? Mocheres v'alechas ad kedei ksubasa. So she can sell the property from the husband's estate for mizonos until all that's left is the value of her ksuba, the samachle, and she could depend upon it. This is going to be an important term. She could depend upon that being there. Shetigba ksubasa binashar, that she can collect her ksuba from the from what's remaining. So because it says v'samachle, she could depend upon it. It's going to imply that if it wasn't there, if that property wasn't there, she wouldn't be able to collect from it, meaning that once it was sold, she would not have the ability to go back and get it. She could only get from what's actually in hand. So, Shema Minei Shayara Eid, we can learn from this that if she left over enough land to be the value of her ksuba, she can collect her ksuba. Shayra, but if she didn't leave it off enough land, she can't collect it. So this would seem to imply that if she sold off all of the property to collect her mizonos, and now there's nothing left for her to collect her ksuba, she's out of luck because she didn't leave over anything. So maybe that's not the case. But Dilma Eitz Tova Kamashwan, maybe what this is saying is just good advice. It's saying, hey, don't sell all the property because then you won't be able to, nothing will really be easily available for you to collect the ksuba. The little likru late hadroniso. So the reason is that people shouldn't call you a reneger. You shouldn't be a person who sells and just takes it right back, right? It's just good advice, but legally you would theoretically be able to do that. See, M. Cain, if this is the case, listening guvik suva minashar, we said, we just said a minute ago, she's able to collect the ksuba from what's left over, but it also says samachle, right? It says she's able to collect it in samachle, and it should be like a guarantee for her. So what's the point of saying samachle? Samachle seems to imply that gives her some sort of peace of mind that she's able to collect her ksuba. Shema mina, we learn from this, shayara'in, that if there is land left over, she can collect it from her ksuba, lo shayara lo, but if she didn't leave over land, she can't collect her ksuba. So bottom line, it seems to say that once she sells the property from mizonos, she would not be able to go back and collect that same property again for purposes of her ksuba. Okay, next. Ibailu, so they asked. Zabin, so someone sold land. This has nothing to do with the widow now. We're talking about just a more generic case. Someone sold land. He sold land because he specifically needed it for some purpose. He needed money to do something. Velo itzrichu l'hayzuze. And it turned out he did not need that money. So he had in mind to do something, and he had money he needed to do something, and the reason he needed the money went away. Hadre zivine, aloha hadre zivine. Is the sale rescinded or is the sale not rescinded? Meaning, he sold property because he wanted to buy a certain thing. That certain thing is no longer available. So is the sale final anyway, or is it because he couldn't do what he wanted to do, the sale gets rescinded? Tashma, we learned in the following case. Dahu Gavra, there was a person, the Zavin Arla Rav Papa, he sold land to Rav Papa. The Israhule Zuze Lemizban Tore. He was intending to buy ox with that money. And at the end, he couldn't buy the ox for whatever reason. The ox got sold to someone else. Who knows, right? Vahadri nihile rapapa la'ari. But rapapa gave him back his land. So maybe we can learn from this that if the reason he needed the money goes away, then he's not the sale gets invalidated. So the Gemara doesn't agree with this. Rapapa l'fidim mishur sadin hayavid. Rapapa was a good guy. Rapapa went above the law. So, you know, he was willing to do, you know, more than was necessary. So, Tashma, but maybe we can learn from a different place that the sale would go back. Dahu mitzurta dahavi min adar. There was a sudden food shortage in the Harta. Zavinil kule alma afadune. And everyone sold their property, sold their mansions, is the literal translation, in order to buy wheat. Lasov itu chite. And eventually, the wheat came and the price came back. And the story, you know, there's a background story to this that they know that actually the ship was there, but people didn't realize the ship was there with the wheat. So they thought there was a famine, but meanwhile, the ship was, you know, 5 minutes away. So it was not, so therefore, they didn't really need the money anymore to buy the wheat. So Amalhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told the people who bought the property, Dinahu to have the Aftunin Latarveyu. The halacha is that you have to return the property to their former owners. So maybe this implies that when the reason goes away, then or the reason doesn't happen, that you should be able to return. You should have to return the original property. In other words, rescind the sale. So hasam nami zivuni betal salvi. Maybe in this case it was different because it was a mistake that they didn't know. They didn't realize that, you know, there was a tremendous amount of wheat that was going to be there an hour later. Later it was learned on that the ship was standing out there, you know, a few miles away, and it would solve all their problems, right? There wouldn't be this great shortage. So maybe this is the case because it was a mistake that you would do that way. If so, then this was that the this what happened here was that they voided the sale because there was a mistake from the beginning before they, you know, before they made the sale. Hainu d'armile lahu rami bar Shmuel, Rav Nachman, this is what he said, imkein nimsalta makshilin atil lavo. You're gonna find out, this is gonna cause people not to want to sell things in the future, because there will always be, you know, you have this dependency. If you're always gonna be worried that, you know, the person's intention is gonna fall apart, it's gonna be, you know, a problem, right? It's kind of like, someone wouldn't want to sell their house if it was known that, you know, someone wouldn't want to buy a house if it was known, if I couldn't buy another house, you couldn't have my house, right? It would be like complicated. You'd have to be willing to, you know, depend upon that happening. So it would cause a problem. So Armalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rami Bar Shmuel, Atu kol yome betzur to shlichta. Do we have this sort of situation every day where, you know, what happened here in Narda was, there was this great food shortage. This isn't the type of thing that normally happens. This was like a very unusual situation. Therefore, it's an unusual ruling. It happens all the time. There's always food shortages in a harda. So maybe it's a different case. The hilchasa, and the halacha is, zabin, if someone sold land because he needed money, and it turned out that he didn't need the money, hadre zivine, that the sale is rescinded. It goes back. So I don't know if this is halacha l'maisa, but, you know, basically in this case, it's kind of settling that if someone intended to sell money for a particular reason and that reason went away, then the sale is voided. So let's do the Mishnah and then we'll conclude. So almana, someone who's a widow, bein mina erison, whether she is an almana from the early stage of engagement, which is called erison, bein mina nisuin, or whether she was an almana from the point of actual full marriage, mocherish lo bevezin, she's allowed to sell the property without having to go through the bezin. However, Rav Shimon Omer, he says differently, mina nisuin, if she's fully married, mocherish lo bevezin, she's allowed to sell without going through the bezin. Mina erusin, but if she only went through the initial states of erusin, of, you know, engagement, quote unquote, lo timkar ela bezdin, she could only sell through the bezdin. Why? Mipnei she'en la mizonos. So a woman is only entitled to mizonos, to sustenance, if she actually got fully married. If only she only did erusin, she's not entitled to mizonos. And if someone is not eligible for mizonos but is only eligible for the ksuba, only should be sold through the bezin. And some of the notes say that the reason for this is that, you know, when someone is dependent upon the mizonos, she needs the money right away. Like, she needs money to pay for food for the next day, so she can't be asked to go to the bezin to collect it. But when it comes to her ksuba, it could be done through the bezin. So here we'll pause, and next time we'll pick up. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.